This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I mean, let's talk about the Sabres before we get into the tournament. You guys had a real good game just coming out of the break. And quite honestly, other than the Nashville game, I'd say you guys have played 8 good games out of 9. What went so well coming out of the break for you guys that it was a special game for you?
I think we were skating well. We just, you know, we're working really good as a 5-on unit out there. So I think if we do those things, pretty good. So it's going to be, usually it's going to be a positive outcome for us.
Lindy talked about what he's laid out for you guys as far as goals and 5-game segments. Basically, you got to go 3-1-1 in each 5-game segment. If we look at the 5-game segment before the break, you went 4-1. So you've already done one where you know you can do it. You get off to a good start here. Do you look at the 5 games as one, or do you just look at it, all right, we got to win this one, and then we'll worry about the next one?
I think the five-game segment is like kind of like the goal, but, you know, you got to – look at every game as an individual and just, you know, looking forward for tomorrow's game against Anaheim.
How about the tournament itself? Tell me about your experience there, how you enjoyed it, how you didn't enjoy it, how you liked it. What did you learn there? Tell me about it.
Obviously, yeah, it was really, really good. Good experience to see all the superstar work in our team, especially in the Team Finland. You know how they work out and how they play and how they practice, and I think that was kind of really, really big thing to see. And obviously, play against the best players in the world. You know, so it was a great experience for sure. And, you know, I learned lots of stuff over there. I think it's going to help me through my career.
How about a guy like Barkov or somebody like that who's your captain? And we know what a great leader he is. Do you learn stuff just being around him in the locker room?
Oh yeah, you know. Just watch him up. He's from my hometown as well, so, you know, always looking up to him. And, you know, it's really great experience to play with him. But, you know, even watching him practicing and how he, you know, carries himself around the team. And, you know, it's no wonder Florida won the Stanley Cup last year. So it was really great to see.
Is he as good a leader as we think he is? As we watch him, you know him. You know what kind of leader he is.
Yeah, I think he's even better than media knows. And I think that's just how it is.
How about this is a brand new tournament, and you're now in the record books. You got the first goal of the tournament. Was that special for you?
Yeah, it was fun for sure. You know, get a goal and, you know, pump up the confidence a little bit. And but yeah, on the tournament, I really enjoy every minute what I played there.
What was it like to beat your arch rival Sweden?
I mean, it was great. It was for sure great. But, you know, too bad that Rasmus was on the other side. But, you know, 2 teams and only 1 winner, and it was good that it was Finland this time.
Now, you wouldn't say a word to Rasmus about that. You wouldn't rub it in, would you?
No, not that much. He scored, and I was on the ice at the same time, so it was kind of tie game on that standpoint.
No, he blocked one of your shots. Was that going in?
Yeah, that was kind of going in, and I think his elbow is still hurting, so he wanted to eat that for sure.
The Ducks actually have played much, much better. You've already played them in Anaheim. It was a close game. You guys prevailed. But they are playing much, much better hockey. When you play a team like that you don't see all that often, well, how do you prepare for it?
I think you just want to play your own game. You know, of course, you want to make sure that you're taking care of their best players, but just you kind of want to play our own game. I think if we kind of show up same that we show up against New York last night, I think it's gonna go a long way. But if not, it's gonna be a hard night. But, you know, we're ready for the good battle tomorrow.